Chapter 4. The Storm. Celestia's sun began to creep in through the curtains, illuminating the previously dark room. Twilight's sleep-filled eyes began to register the warmth upon them, and she slowly opened them up. After registering the world around her, she sat bolt upright.
"Cadence?"
Twilight called out, not able to remember how she had gotten here. After the last few vestiges of the Sandmare were shaken off, looking around made Twilight realize she was in her own bedroom. The night before was a blur. She remembered that Cadence had walked her home, and they had started to say goodbye to each other, and then... nothing. But before she could ruminate on the subject, her bedroom door opened up to reveal the form of Twilight Velvet.
"Good morning, Twilight. Sorry we weren't awake to greet you when you got home last night, but you were out a little late, don't you think? It was the wedding rehearsal. I just wanted to make sure it was perfect."
Velvet smiled.
"I know, dear. I still can't believe Shining is getting married today. It seems only 5 minutes since he was a little cold, strutting around this house playing soldier."
Nightlight came up behind his wife and peeked into the room.
"So, when are you getting married then, Twilight?"
"Dad!"
Twilight let out a high-pitched whine. Nightlight chuckled.
"Oh, come now, you must have an eye for some pony."
"Leave her alone, Nighty."
Velva playfully swatted her husband.
"Go and get ready for the wedding. It isn't a few hours."
Nightlight pouted before turning away and heading back to the master bedroom. Velvet rolled her eyes before turning back to Twilight with a mischievous grin on her face.
"So, now that he's gone, and it's just us mares,
is there any pony you've got an eye for?"
"That's it!"
Twilight jumped out of bed and made a break for the door.
"And where do you think you're going?" "I'm heading to the castle for breakfast. Rarity has all of our dresses and final fitting is in an hour. See you at the wedding?" "Of course, dear. Now get going. I'm sure your friends are already waiting for you."
Twilight gave Velvet a quick nuzzle before heading downstairs and out the door. There was a great buzz going around Canterlot as every pony rushed to and fro. Tables lined the streets, getting ready for the citywide party that was soon to take place. It seemed that all of Canterlot was caught in the excitement of the imminent wedding. Twilight had to treat the streets like a slalom just to make any ground. Things were no less rowdy at the castle. Servants made the final preparations, and guards rushed to close any gaps in security. The princesses were worried that whoever was plotting against Canterlot would try to strike on this day of celebration, so the guards were formatted to deal with any terrorist threat that could attempt an attack. They all hoped the guards' presence and the giant shield that still shimmered around them would dissuade any such threat. Reaching one of the uppermost towers that Rarity had been provided for both accommodation and as a workshop, Twilight was met with the sight of her friends and Cadence already getting ready.
"Ah, Twilight, darling, so nice of you to join us," Rarity greeted. "Sorry if I'm a bit late. Rough night, I think."
"You think?"
"Yeah, that's the thing. I don't remember going to bed."
"You were up ridiculously late last night, weren't you, dear? It could just be the lack of sleep getting to you,"
Rarity said as she turned to Cadence.
"You didn't keep her up too long, did you?"
Cadence smiled innocently.
"Now, Rarity, you think I would do something to sabotage the most important day of my life?"
"Now, now, darling. You know what I meant. Either way, your dress is finished. Feel free to head down to the main castle."
Cadence bid every pony goodbye until later and left the tower. It wasn't until then that Twilight looked around and noticed something was missing.
"Hey, Rarity, where are the bridesmaids?"
"Oh, didn't you hear? Cadence's original bridesmaids are unavailable, so us five have been promoted to fill that very role."
The five mares all nodded proudly, obviously ecstatic about their new roles.
"Unavailable? How so?"
I'm afraid I don't know the details, but something serious must have happened for them all to lose their positions. But come now, let's not think on such things. We've got a wedding to get ready for.
Twilight put her concerns to one side and complied with Rarity. All six friends got dressed into their brand new and exquisitely crafted dresses. Everypony complimented Rarity for what could be considered some of her greatest pieces of work yet, despite Rainbow making a comment on how it could be 20% cooler, and they put on the finishing touches. Once that was done with, they went and proceeded down to the Grand Hall, where the wedding would take place. Invited guests, ponies and otherwise, had begun to spill into the hall. Most had already taken their seats when the element bearers arrived. By the altar, at the end of the long red carpet, stood Celestia. She was looking over an extensive checklist, one that would make Twilight proud. Shining Armor himself was already on the raised dais, along with Spike, who played the role of ring bearer.
Shiny!
Twilight rushed to and embraced her brother, trying not to mess up either of their outfits.
Twily! Looking good, LSBFF. Shining complimented his sister.
Thanks, BBBFF. You too. Nervous yet?
Absolutely terrified. He smirked.
Twilight giggled before turning to greet her mentor, who had placed her notes to one side and was approaching the group.
Good morning, my most faithful student.
Celestia gave Twilight a warm nuzzle.
Good morning, princess.
Might I say, Rarity, you have outdone yourself with the dress designs again. Both all of you and my niece look amazing.
Rarity blushed.
It was nothing, your majesty, and it's been quite the honor to design them.
I wouldn't have trusted the job with any pony else.
May I ask, princess, where's that sister of yours gone off to?
Applejack asked, noticing Luna's absence. It was Twilight who answered.
Applejack, Princess Luna decided she would continue her lookout duties while the wedding takes place, to better detect any threats. But she'll be joining us at the reception tonight.
Applejack nodded in understanding, and resumed her place to the side of the dais. About the same time, the guests finished piling in. It would not be long before the wedding got underway.
Cadence will be here soon, my little ponies. You all better get into position.
The six mares nodded. Five of them moved to line the left side of the runway, while Twilight went off and stood by her brother. No pony had noticed the slight green glow that had begun to overtake Shining Armor's eyes over the last week. And no pony noticed it now as it got brighter, as the implemented mind control began to power up to full effect. The whole hall fell into silence as the anticipation of the bride's arrival grew larger and larger. Then, finally, at long last, the two large wooden doors of the hall swung open, and the trumpeters flood to life. The start of the music caused everypony to turn to the now open doors, revealing Cadence in a beautiful white and gold wedding dress. She was escorted in by her flower girls, Applebloom, Sweetie Belle, and Scootaloo. Fluttershy's bird choir joined in and began their rendition of Here Comes the Bride, as Cadence regally walked down the aisle. However, her eyes were not fixed on Shining Armor, but on his best mare. The buzzing began once again in Twilight's head. Not as loud as before, but this time it seemed excited. Cadence reached the altar, and Celestia began to recite her lines.
The princess is coming home.
Twilight was barely listening, but she heard the vows begin to be recited.
Hang in there, your highness.
Twilight knew she should be listening to what was going on in front of her, but the voices were too distracting. Panic began to slowly fill Twilight's being.
It's time.
The buzzing finally came to an abrupt stop. Blinking for a second, Twilight refocused on the bride and groom. Celestia looked at Cadence with a warm smile etched on her face.
And do you, Cadence,
take this stallion to be your lawfully wedded husband?
I don't!
Shocked gasps echoed throughout the hall. Rarity fainted, but all the while, Shining Armor just stood there in a zombie-like fashion. Celestia stood there, jaw agape.
Cadence, what do you mean you don't? Why?
A sneer appeared on Cadence's face.
Considering his relation to my daughter, don't you think it would be a little bit wrong?
A sinister laugh echoed throughout the hall as green flames began to whip around Cadence. Pink fur gave way to pitch-black chitin, a transparent silk-like mane and sharp glistening fangs, and the dress she had been wearing disintegrated around her. Twilight froze in place. She recognized the creature before her. She was just like her.
I am Queen Chrysalis, Queen of the Changelings, and it is my duty to find food for all my subjects. Equestria has more love than any place I've ever encountered. So much that it just might save the one I hold most dear. And I'm not asking.
Outside, there was an almighty crash, the noise rebounding throughout the city as the shield shattered and began to vanish into thin air. Screams were heard as black dots were seen descending on the city. Many of those screams were from the guests as they began to flee from the hall in panic. Celestia stomped onto the ground and approached Chrysalis threateningly.
You shall not win, Changeling. I will protect my subjects no matter what. Twilight, collect the elements.
Celestia's voice took Twilight out of her shock-induced trance and motivated her into action.
Girls, with me!
Using her magic, Twilight tore off her dress and galloped towards the door. She was closely followed by the other element bearers, all of whom wore determined expressions and had one goal in mind, to get the elements of harmony.
Twilight, wait!
Chrysalis shouted out, desperation in her voice. Celestia reared back to strike at Chrysalis, but was alarmed to see Chrysalis ignore her entirely, and instead pursue the element bearers out of the throne room. Celestia took chase. All of Canterlot had been thrown into chaos. The Royal Guard had responded immediately, but the sheer size of the invasion force meant they were quickly outnumbered and subdued. The Changelings rounded up both guards and civilians, and began the process of draining the love energy out of them. What the guard found the most confusing, however, was the amount of restraint shown by the invaders. Ponies were either subdued by magic, holding them still, or knocked out swiftly if they fought back. Even when they were rounded into groups, no pony received any permanent damage. Back in the castle, six mares ran through the corridors with purpose, trying to get around the destruction and reach the vault that contained the elements of harmony. The route forced them to leave the relative safety of the castle buildings and make way across a large open courtyard. As they reached the other side, the element bearers ran straight into a large group of changelings that descended onto them to block the entrance. The six reared up and got ready for a fight. However, as they reached the changelings, they made no move, seemingly mesmerized by Twilight. Then, one by one, they began to bow. The mares stopped, stunned.
Okay, that's just weird,
Rainbow remarked.
They're excited to see Twilight,
a voice sounded behind them. The six mares jumped around to see the form of Queen Chrysalis standing there, panting slightly. But instead of the intimidating individual they had seen by the altar, she was now smiling warmly, almost affectionately. More specifically, she was smiling at Twilight. Celestia appeared behind Chrysalis.
Stop, fiend! You will not harm them!
I never had any intention to, and I would never harm my own daughter.
What?
Twilight.
Chrysalis slowly approached, whole ridden hoof outstretched. Twilight flinched and backed away quickly, causing Chrysalis much pain.
Please, leave the elements be. Without the love we collect today, you will die!
What are you talking about?
Twilight shouted. Chrysalis sank to her knees and gave a sad sigh.
You are a changeling, Twilight. And you are my daughter, princess to the Badlands Hive. You are in the final stages of maturation, and you need this energy.
Twilight's face was scrunched. She opened her mouth to say something, but then her eyes seemed to roll into the back of her head. And out of nowhere, she collapsed onto the floor.
Twilight!
All those present shouted in panic. Much to every pony's shock, Chrysalis rushed forwards first and cradled Twilight in her forelegs. Green flames whipped around Twilight as once again her disguise was destroyed. While both the element bearers and Celestia had started forth to protect Twilight from Chrysalis, now they had stopped in their tracks and just stood in sheer shock at the sight before them. Twilight Sparkle was indeed a changeling. As Chrysalis stared at her daughter's unconscious form, an antenna-like appendage that had started to grow out just behind her horn the night before stood proud. She was at the most critical stage. She needed that love energy, and she needed it now!
The caves beneath Canterlot,
Chrysalis squeaked out. Celestia looked at the Queen, bewildered.
What? Cadence is in the caves beneath Canterlot. My daughter would never forgive me if I left her to rot.
Chrysalis's horn glowed a bright green, and before any pony could stop her, she teleported both herself and Twilight away. The changelings that had been bowing stretched their wings and scattered themselves to the wind. Six mares stood in silence for what seemed like hours, but in fact was just several seconds. One could hear the pin drop from a soundproof room on another planet in another galaxy. Twilight Sparkle, Celestia's faithful student, element of magic, hero of Equestria, purger of nightmare, and sealer of discord, and friend to all of Ponyville, was a changeling, daughter of Queen Chrysalis and princess to her hive. The six mares didn't know what to think anymore. The fighting, if it could be called that, continued for another hour. Luna and the guard formed a retaliation strike on the invading changelings, but as each group was approached, the changelings would use non-harmful methods to protect their gathered ponies. Only once they were outnumbered would each group relent, taking to the skies and leaving. They had got what they came for. On the edge of their Badlands territory, a large group of changelings gathered around Queen Chrysalis. The invasion had been a success. They had collected enough energy to both save Twilight and even feed the hive for the next few months. Chrysalis looked at the still sleeping form slumped on her back and smiled. There was work to be done, a lot of it, but she couldn't feel anything other than joy. Her daughter was finally home.